This podcast is brought to you by Touch a Life.
Hello, listeners. I am Jayashree, and I welcome you to another brand new episode on self-awareness and emotional well-being with Anu Krishna from Ask Aware Living. For our first-time listeners, Anu Krishna is a mind coach, master of mindful awareness teachings, expert counselor, and a perpetual student of human awareness. She's a vibrant soul with deep compassion and commitment towards human well-being and upliftment through self-awareness. Today, we are going to talk about resilience. I believe a lot of us have a fair understanding of what resilience is, but resilience is of utmost importance in everything that we do, even in our day-to-day lives. And imagine having resilience in entrepreneurial journey. It's all the more important. We need to understand, why is it, imperative to be resilient in order to succeed in your entrepreneurial journey. And that is exactly what we are going to discuss today with Anu Krishna. And we are going to talk about a lot of strategies that we need to know on how we can maintain our resilience and also how we can recover if we ever have to experience a setback. So without any further ado, let's welcome Anu Krishna onto our show. Hi, Anu. How are you doing today?
Hi, Jayashree. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
It's an amazing topic, Jayashree, since we have been discussing about entrepreneurs, their journey, their challenges, and how understanding their mind plays a major role in their success and achievements. So, yes, resilience is one of the major aspects an entrepreneur should possess. It's a great topic. I'm happy to share my views on this.
Perfect. Let's get started then. My first and foremost question to you is, how do you define resilience in context of entrepreneurship?
Okay. So first, let's understand the word resilience itself, right? Resilience is your ability to withstand any kind of a challenge that you go through, right? That we can understand as resilience. So you could be facing many challenges, right? It could be emotional challenge or it could be even a physical challenge that a person may be facing. How strong you are in your mind, right? Resilience is not about the body. It's about how strong in your mind to face these challenges, go through the challenges, and even also face the outcome. Because we may not know what would be the outcome, whether it would be a positive outcome or a negative outcome. So what if there is a negative outcome? How are you going to face that as well without letting down your positive state of mind or without allowing the emotions to overpower you? So this is what we understand resilience as, right? Coming back to entrepreneurs, why resilience becomes very important for an entrepreneur is, as we discussed before, entrepreneur, every aspect or every challenge that happens in the business or every success, every failure, he or she is the one who is answerable, right? The ownership comes back to them, right? The responsibility of all the outcomes comes back to them. And they are the one who is accountable for whatever is happening in the business. So now imagine the kind of emotional stress they will be going through, right? So if everything is going positive, amazing, wonderful, everybody is happy, the organization is making profit, wonderful. What about the challenges, right, that happens within the office among people or the vendors, the clients, your products, and something which is beyond your control, like the natural causes also, or the government change in the government policies, right? And if they are going to impact your business, how are you going to handle? This is very important. So because if you are not resilient, if you are not prepared to handle these challenges with mental strength, the only outcome would be you giving up your dream. You are succumbing to the pressure and just saying, I can't do more than this. But in this process, if you see, the individual will put self through so much of emotional pressure. There is a spiral. They will go down a spiral of emotional emotions, and they finally give up, right? So resilience becomes very important for an entrepreneur if they want to actually make their dreams come true. If you want to identify an entrepreneur who is resilient, you can see they have a combination of mental strength, right? And they are always flexible. They're not rigid. They don't say that I am like this. I won't change my thought process. or I won't do any changes in my plan. But they are flexible. Like as per the need, they are ready to change. And they always operate out of a positive mindset, right? And which this helps them to go through the uncertainty, right? Because we discussed in one episode, uncertainties and entrepreneurship, how these two words are always together, right? So the resilience helps them to go through the uncertainties without getting into the lower emotion. And they are ready to learn from whatever mistakes they do, learn from the setbacks and bounce back, right? Bounce back with the learnings they have taken and go ahead in their entrepreneurial journey. So this resilience is a very important factor if somebody wants to walk this path of entrepreneurship.
Definitely. I totally understand what you have mentioned. But again, Anu, there are certain things that we need to work it out in order to be able to build this amount of resilience. Practices or strategies do you advise your clients in maintaining resilience during times of adversity in their business ventures?
Right. Said in the previous answer, resilience is not about the physical resilience, how physically fit you are. Yes, it is needed. Your physical well-being is very much needed for you to handle all these challenges. But resilience is all about your mind. How strong is your mind, right? So if a mind has to be strong, what we have to do? It starts with having the ability to think without the interference of your emotions. This is what we call as clarity, right? When an entrepreneur is going through a challenge and when they are going to see the challenge with the mix of all the lower emotions, right? How resilient will they be? Can they be? Think about it. Because when the moment the situation is impacting you, it is making you go through a spiral of emotions like stress, anxiety, worry, fear, you're getting panicky and you're starting to doubt yourself. You're regretting for certain decisions that you have taken. You feel guilty that you should not have done certain things, or you blame yourself or you blame others, and you feel sad, you feel frustrated that you're not able to do anything to change the situation. You feel irritated that these things are happening to you. So can you see it is not just one emotion the entrepreneur is going to face at a period of time, right? There's a combination of many emotions depending upon what is the problem. So if an entrepreneur allows self to go through the spiral every point of time, so imagine the kind of impact that entrepreneur will have on the mental health and the physical health also. So the first need is to, for every entrepreneur, is to learn how to think. How can I think without allowing my emotions to disturb me? That is where it starts. So when I learn that the way to think like that, like that's what we call as think like an entrepreneur. So when I know how to think, any challenge is just another opportunity for me to learn, right? So this is the first step which helps me to not allow the situations to impact me. And the second is, you need to be kind on yourself. You need to have that compassion for yourself. Treat yourself with understanding rather than judging, right? There are many situations where an entrepreneur might have taken wrong decisions, right? So if we are going to allow self to get indulged in this self-pity, sympathy or a blame, regret, it's very difficult to come out of it. So it's very important for us to learn to say it's okay. Because if you don't say that to yourself, yeah, it's okay, I did a mistake, you can never get to the next step of what can I learn from this. Think about it. If you keep hitting yourself, when will you say, okay, what can I learn from this? You will get sucked into that negativity. So to create that resilience in us, you have to first be willing to learn. Otherwise, how can you be resilient, right? And once you have said that, yeah, it's okay, this challenge is for me to learn. So what can I learn from this? And this allows you to reflect back, to see what went wrong. Because you are not judging yourself, you are looking with a perspective of learning something. So now it helps you to see the problems that had happened there. What went wrong? So when you pinpoint what went wrong, now you know what to do. How can I correct it so that this doesn't happen the next time? So when an entrepreneur goes through this, can you imagine the strength that person gets mentally? Because they are not putting themselves down, right? They are not criticizing self, they are not judging self. So they are able to rise above on the positive side, right? Just by saying to self that I can do it, it won't change anything. It can make you feel a little stronger for some time. but after that, because you haven't addressed the lower emotions that you're carrying about self, so addressing those will give you the strength to see what you can do next, how better you can do next, implement the learning so that you don't get caught into the same problem again, right? Having said that, this understanding will help the entrepreneur to face different problems also. New problems are going to come, right? So at that time, you have learned how to think. So you are able to see the situation, perceive it without the influence of emotions. So you're able to have a factual understanding. So your actions also complement that. You're not acting out of emotions, but you know what to do. So this learning how to think will give you an absolute clarity, and it will give you the resilience also, right? And now when you see the situation, these are the challenges I have. See where all you can take support. You're not alone in this. You have a family. You have friends. You have mentors. You have fellow entrepreneurs who can support you. So don't feel that I am alone. This is my business. I have to only take care of it. You have to share about the positive and the challenges also with your family and friends, right? So you don't have to carry the burden all alone. So share with them. Ask for their perspectives. You don't have to agree everything what others say. When you share with them both your successes and your challenges, you may get some new perspectives also, right? So these new perspectives will help you to look at the situation in a different point of view, because you are looking at it as you with all your emotions and all the baggage. Cut off from there, give it to somebody, ask them to see it, take their perspective, put it on the table and see whichever will help you solve the challenge, take it. So to do this, you should not be having ego, right? Let go of it. You are an entrepreneur, so you are here to learn and grow, right? So how can ego help you? It's definitely not going to help you, right? And to build a mental resilience, right? Your body also needs to be strong. These both are connected, body and mind, mind and body, right? So when you have clarity in your mind, you can see that you're happy. So obviously you're going to take care of your physical health as well. You're not going to neglect your health. So ensure that you have a proper schedule to take care of your body also, because this is a vehicle you have to carry on whatever dreams and goals that you have and to achieve everything. So take care of your physical health and keep smaller goals. Right? You have an ultimate goal, break it into smaller goals, daily, monthly, weekly, however it works for you. And when you achieve them, acknowledge that you have made an achievement and appreciate yourself. There's nothing wrong in appreciating yourself, even for a small milestone that you have achieved. So that today, like say for example, today you work throughout the day without allowing any emotion to disturb you. Isn't this an achievement? Your achievement need not only be creating a 1 crore or a 10 crore turnover. You being happy, sustained happiness throughout a day is a great achievement for you. Start acknowledging it. Don't wait for others to come and acknowledge and appreciate. Acknowledge your small achievements and appreciate yourself. This will create that, this will boost that mindset. So you're operating out of happiness. So when you operate out of happiness, you can see the way how you are approaching things also. This will give you more strength. It helps you to be more resilient, right? And always operate out of this understanding that I am willing to adapt. I am willing to be flexible. So I cannot be rigid, right? If you are here to learn and grow, how can a learner be rigid? Think about it. So following these strategies will help an entrepreneur to have that resilient mindset that gives them the strength to handle come what may. That's what entrepreneurship is all about, isn't it? Come what may, I'm not going to give up.
Wonderfully explained. It is important that we are resilient to that extent in order to succeed, and that's very beautifully explained. Having understood that, Anu, there's another tiny question that I want to ask you about this. Now, how do you personally assess the importance of resilience in sustaining long-term success for your entrepreneur clients?
Right. So since I work with many entrepreneurs and business leaders, they face a lot of challenges, and the present challenges, more than that, it is the past challenges that disturb them, right? How they had handled those past challenges, or how well, or how I wouldn't say the word badly, but how did they allow those challenges to disturb them? That baggage creates the self-doubt and fear when they face the present challenge. So when I work with entrepreneurs, the first and foremost thing that we help them do is to let go of those baggages. Unless that is done, the person won't have the strength to face the new challenges. The resilience cannot be built. So they have to create that absolute self-belief and 100% confidence in them. And when that has to happen, then they should also have an absolute self-love. So these three are a major ingredient, right? So some may feel like, why self-love is important for an entrepreneur? You don't love yourself. How are you going to forgive yourself for the mistakes that you have done, wrong decisions that you have taken, isn't it? So self-love becomes very important for not just an entrepreneur, for each one of us, right? So we start there, help them to let go of the past baggages or whatever they are holding on to help them feel free. So they are going to start fresh. We have pushed the reset button, right? Let's start from today onwards, new. So they feel that refreshed feeling in their mind and they want to start everything fresh now. So what is the mindset with which they are going to see the new challenges? Right. Say, for example, one of my coaches, they are having an ice cream business, right? So as we know, ice cream is seasonal. The business happens during the summer season. So that is when the business is peak, and the rest of the time, it's not so very peak. But imagine even in that peak season, if it rains, what happens to the business? So your entire planning for that season, you have made everything, you've invested everything, you've made the products, kept it ready, and it has suddenly started raining badly and your sales fall down. How are you going to handle that? So in this situation, how we help the person to navigate through these challenges is to understand that this is not in my control. It rained, it's a natural cause, I can't do anything about it. So if this happens to every entrepreneur or every individual, the first question we ask is why? Why did this happen? Because it has gone against your plans and your expectations, isn't it? So obviously that person is going to feel upset. But by staying in that emotion, you're not going to help yourself nor your business to grow. So the best way would be to stop asking ourselves this question of why. See what I can do next. So we help them to reframe the entire plan, make a new plan. So this is a situation. Based on the situation, how are you going to plan and increase your sales? So the rainfall was happening in only a certain area. How about the other areas where you can reach out to, and you can create a new base also? So that helped him to reach out to hotels and restaurants and shops outside their area and create also new customers. So this way they ensured that though the expected profits couldn't happen due to the rain, but they ensured they got new channels of business also. So once the rain started, now they saw that they have got new customers, extra customers. 2-3 months period, they could see they have recovered the losses because now they have got new customers, right? And also this helped them to also see, how can I make a backup plan? Because I cannot just trust that every summer there won't be anything, any natural causes, and my business will be as I expect. What should be my backup plan? This helped them to become adaptive to situations, right? Not being rigid. So when the mind is operating out of clarity, you can see that nothing is stopping you. You're always on the go. The mind is always thinking about what next, what can I do, how can I handle this. But at the same time, on the flip side, if you see, if somebody is allowing the emotions to influence them, how their mind will think. So these two, you can see very clearly which mind is more resilient, which mind is willing to break through all the roadblocks, and which mind is able to push ahead to achieve what they really want. So I have seen how this clarity of self, clarity of mind, and taking charge of emotions made an entrepreneur, and is still making the entrepreneur, to be absolutely resilient to any kind of a challenge.
Wonderfully explained. Very, very wonderfully explained. I have one last question for you, Anup.
Yes.
And that is, I want you to provide us with an example of a time when probably you might have faced a setback or a failure, probably in your own organizational journey or with your clients, maybe any example that you have, you know, helped your client to work out with and successfully rebuilt the momentum?
Yes, definitely. Even in our organization, we, I have seen my teacher, right, how he has helped us learn to be resilient to situations, how he himself has gone through challenging situations, how he has bounced back. The first and foremost thing that I have always observed is he never allows or allowed the situation to impact him. He never goes through that rabbit hole of emotion. That's the first, wow moment for me to observe. Any, let it be any kind of a challenge, let it be challenges with respect to the clients or the situation or physical health, anything. He has also helped us learn that this is the first step. Don't get sucked into the challenge, because the challenge is outside you, right? It is not you. It is definitely outside you, but how you look at it, how you feel about it is absolutely your choice. Yes. For example, if two people are going through a similar situation, right, we can say for sure, for 100%, that both of them are going to perceive it in their own ways. The perception is never going to be the same, right, even if those two people are brothers. Because if one's perception is formed based on their experience, their state of mind, isn't it? So, that perception, when we ensure that I look at a situation based on clarity, that gives me the strength to go through it, right? So this is what I have seen in my teacher, and that's what I have learned from him. So going through any situation, this learning helps me to see without the glasses of emotion. So I see the facts, and the next step would be to think, what can I next do about it? Right, as I shared with the about the entrepreneur with the ice cream business, there are many such situations where we helped one to come out of the challenge by creating this shift in their thought process. They thinking based on emotions, from there moving on to thinking based on clarity. This tiny shift helps them to come out of it immediately and see what is going wrong. Is me who is creating the challenge? Like one of coaches wanted to sell their business, right? Why they wanted to sell their business was the children were not willing to take over. So they were really upset before reaching out to us. They were very emotionally down. Unacceptance was creating the major challenge. So even when they wanted to sell the business, they were not happy with the proposals that they were coming. Nothing was satisfying for them. So when we started discussing with them, so this was a major roadblock, because they were not able to sell the business. So the client thought that I'm not getting good offers. People are not giving me good offers, so that's why I'm stuck here. But as we went deeper inside the challenge, as we helped the entrepreneurs see the emotions which are in play there, this gave them the clarity and understanding that it's not the external factors, it is my own emotional state which is not allowing me to go ahead or make a decision with respect to the business. So this helped them to get the acceptance that yes, it's the children's choice whether to become the successor. It's absolutely their choice. I cannot force them. They have their own goals, aims or dreams. They are going to pursue it. This is my business. I started it because I wanted to do. But at that time, I never decided that my children will definitely run my business, right? So this is me creating an expectation that my children will automatically come into it. I never realized that they also have their own personal choices, right? So this unacceptance was a major challenge. When they realized this, they were able to break this pattern, break this thought process. That gave a lot of freedom. So once that block was removed, he was able to see everything very clearly. So there was no rigidity now, right? So the offer started coming in, he was able to talk to the people, he was able to take the best offer, and the transition happened very smoothly. So how we look at a situation, that's what matters, rather than the problem itself.
Absolutely clear, Anu. That's absolutely clear. Thank you so much for giving us a very detailed insight on how resilience is really important and how resilience actually means in an entrepreneurial journey. This has given me and all of our listeners a very beautiful insight on how we can cope ourselves with more resilient efforts. So thank you so much for your wonderful time today as well.
Thank you, Jayshree. This being a very important topic for an entrepreneur, because many entrepreneurs give up at the first challenge itself, right? So more than your idea, more than the money you have invested, more than the connections that you have, your asset is how you think. That's what makes an entrepreneur different from every other person. So when you're able to think without the influence of your emotions, you're thinking like an entrepreneur. So that is your biggest asset, and that's what can build the resilience in you. Nothing else can build the resilience. So learn to think. Yes, if you're willing to learn how to think, we are here to support you. We can guide you through the process. We can help you to build that mindset in you, the entrepreneurial mindset, which an absolute resilience with a great commitment, determination and dedication to achieve whatever you want in your life. You can reach out to us.
Definitely wonderful. Thank you so much, Anu, again. I hope all our listeners have clearly understood what you have explained today, and thank you once again for your wonderful time. So for our wonderful listeners out there, in case you guys want to reach out to Anu Krishna, you can write to iam@aware-living.com or contact on 8421258488. You can also log on to www.askawareliving.in. And that was Anu Krishna for you all today. And stay tuned with us for more such informative and insightful shows to help you get your daily dose of positivity. You're listening to TAL Radio, powered by Touch a Life Foundation. And this is your joyful Jayashree signing off for today. Stay tuned and stay positive.
You have just listened to TAL Radio podcast. For more podcasts, visit www.touchalife.org.